Hello. Hello. Good morning, morning. It's good to see everybody today. Good to welcome those who are with us online as well. And thank you for the worship this morning. Thank you for leading us in that. It's good to just have a sense of the presence of God and the goodness of God. And it just helps us to be able to receive something of what God wants to say. So we prepare, we get ready. But the reason that I'm here and other people come and share is ultimately so that God's people can hear him speak. And through our words, our sharing, we trust that this morning you will hear God speak. I had to put some oil in my car. God never spoke about that. The oil light came on, and I thought, I'll just pop into Halfords. Other motoring shops are available. And it was about 5:50 p.m. and Halfords closed at 6. So I go looking for oil and looking for oil that would be suitable for a diesel engine. That's the best bit of knowledge that I've got. And it's a good start. But when I get into Halfords, I see some air fresheners. And I think, one of them would be really good for the car. So I'm like, let's look through them. And then I think, oh no, Rena hates these. So I kind of stop looking at that and I move on a little bit. And then there's a whole array of music and radio systems. I don't know what they call them these days. We used to call them stereos. I don't know what they call them today. But a whole array of things. And the lights are flashing. And I think there's some buttons that I could press. So I'm over there just pressing buttons and things. And then I go to the back of the shop thinking, oh, it must be. And there's bicycles there. And then I thought, which kind of happens to me probably once every 6 months, is that's what I need. That'll make me fit. That's just my, I could cycle to Motherwell. I look through them. And I have completely lost focus. And all of a sudden, the shop is closing. And I am being kind of ushered out of the shop. And there's a boundary, and the staff won't cross it. They say, no. And I say, just a few moments. No, I know I want. No. There's the door. Out you go. No matter how much I plead, they are not going to change anything. The result is my car is at risk because there's not enough oil in it, because it's oil that makes the difference. It makes the difference between moving and not moving. Without the oil, I will eventually grind to a halt. In our series that we've been going through, we're in Psalm 23, been looking about at the goodness of God, and we're now up to verse 5. So I'm going to read Psalm 23 up to verse 5. Let's read those verses. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. And today we're looking at that little phrase, you anoint my head with oil. This is about the goodness of God. It's about the grace of God. It's about the blessing of God. It's about the Holy Spirit of God. We've been working through Psalm 23, understanding more and more about the goodness of God. It begins, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." And so God is seen to be meeting our needs. And then as we read on, he's guiding us through difficulty, providing rest, refreshing for us. He's ensuring our protection, our safety. The emphasis then is on our care, and not just kind of making us, but through dark, dismal times, even through the darkest valley experience. But as we move past that, out of verse 4 and into verse 5, the language used changes. It rises. The tone changes to bring us out of the valley, out of the shadow, and into a fullness, into an abundance, satisfaction, a table laid, a precious anointing, a cup that is full. So a step change in mood and tone. And we as God's people, as we're reading it, we're introduced to a concept where we're not just confined or limited to kind of the necessities of life, you know, sunshine and shadows, hills and valleys. But as we move into verse 5, we discover there is more in God. And this is what I want to say, particularly to people who are maybe not Christians this morning, just listening in. That we could think that just becoming a Christian is just kind of like a safety net. You know, it helps us get through difficult times, and it helps us when we're feeling awkward or aggravated. But I want to say that this is, and parts of the Bible emphasize that that's not the whole truth. There is more in God. It's not just about getting through difficult days. It's not just getting through your dark times. It's not just about managing to survive. But here we have this invitation, a table that is full and set before us. The blessing of anointing that is waiting for us, and a cup that is overflowing. Now, last week, Stephen dealt with the table full set before us. Thank you to Stephen for dealing with that. It was a blessing just to hear it, and thank you for just sharing that, all that stuff about the political stuff. It takes courage, so thank you, brother. But today, we're concentrating on that little phrase, "You anoint my head with oil." Oil makes the difference. Oil in the Bible is very important. It is very symbolic. And it often symbolizes the presence and work of the Holy Spirit. In a few weeks' time, King Charles III will be crowned our king. Part of the ceremony, he will be anointed with oil. Now, that anointing of royalty has occurred for every coronation through centuries, maybe across millenniums. That anointing with oil, it represents a God moment. It represents a connection with God's power, with God's grace, with his goodness. It's a Holy Spirit moment. And Charles may not fully understand it, I don't know. But that's what it's all about. It's a moment of consecration and empowering. In the Old Testament, the Samuel Samuel the prophet, he used oil to anoint David as king. We read in 1 Samuel 16:13, Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. A God moment, the anointing. And this powerful symbolism of oil that flows onto the skin and is absorbed by the skin is indicative of the presence and the activity of the Holy Spirit. In the Bible, there's also a connection of oil with light, where it is continuing to burn, helping us to understand how the Holy Spirit works to illuminate the purpose of God. And verses where oil is linked with consecration and healing. I think, as I read the Bible, oil is significant in the sight of God. That's what I think. You anoint my head with oil. There's a parable where Jesus tells about the importance, he emphasizes the importance of oil. It's found in Matthew chapter 25. And this refers to a time when Jesus will return, his second coming. And it's a time that should be important for all believers to be ready for the return of Jesus. It's about a group of 10 virgins who are all carrying lamps, and they all know what to do. They have to shine the light. That's what they've got to do. They got the lamp, they got the purpose, you know, they've got to get on with it. But the group is divided into two sections. 5 were foolish, 5 were wise. Just read verses 3 and 4. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The basic difference between the 5 who were foolish and the 5 who were wise was their concern or their views about oil. And the result is the wise ones end up as accepted and the foolish ones are rejected. On the face of it, they're all very similar. Across the board, they're pretty much the same. They're just people functioning together, all carrying their lamps, all meant to be shining bright. But for some of those people, they were not focused on oil. It's oil that makes the difference between moving and not moving. That's the point of the parable. And it's told, the parable is told to try to reverse a trend, to try to instill some interest, some passion for oil, or what it actually represents. Passion for replenishment, passion for renewal in the Holy Spirit. Because oil is symbolic of the Holy Spirit anointing our lives. The Holy Spirit working, the Holy Spirit moving, blessing, flowing, replenishing, renewing, reviving. You anoint my head with oil. R.T. Kendall, the great preacher, teacher, writer, he wrote a book which I would recommend for everybody. It's a great book. It's a little bit old-fashioned in language, but it's a great book. It's called The Anointing. And he believed it was very important to receive the anointing every day. A little bit from him out of the book. He writes, "My continued effectiveness here on earth is determined by my hearing God's voice today. So, if my anointing given me yesterday is replenished by a fresh anointing, I will continue to hear God speak and I will know his will daily. In New Testament times, Jewish people practiced anointing what was on a daily basis, really. Oil, perfume was applied. We read in the Bible these practices. And this practice would be, as they did it, the practice would become obvious to other people. In other words, if they had, applied the anointing, they presented well. That's what happened. They presented well. They had not a haggard and tired and weary kind of appearance, like me this morning, but they kind of applied this stuff, and it was a fresh look, a ready for the day look that they had. So in Matthew 6, verse 7, Jesus is teaching about fasting. And he says, when you fast, put oil on your head, in other words, anoint yourself, find the anointing, wash your face, so it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting. In other words, act normal. Act normal. Now, the inference is that if the daily anointing was not applied, then there would be a difference and people would notice it. So without the anointing, they didn't look replenished or refreshed. They just appeared dull and tired and lifeless and dusty, like yesterday's man or yesterday's woman. Some relic from the past. And that's what R.T. Kendall is referring to. If my anointing given me yesterday is replenished by a fresh anointing, I will continue to hear God speak. I will know his will daily. Now, what do I want for my life? I want a fresh anointing. I want to be a today Christian, not a yesterday Christian or a relic from the past. I want to be relevant and somehow in line with stuff for today. And that means that the anointing, if I can get that connection with God where I'm not trying to survive on yesterday's anointing, but I've somehow got a fresh anointing for today, that is what people notice. Oil was used in the New Testament in a variety of ways. It was used to bring healing, to bring health and wholeness. It's mentioned in the parable of the Good Samaritan, where the Good Samaritan, he anointed the man who had been violently attacked. Luke 10, verse 34, he went to him, he bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Now, obviously, that guy, he needed a lot of looking after. We know that. So this wasn't the whole healing, this oil going on, but it was significant. As part of the process of recovery, the anointing was significant. Also, anointing was practiced in ministry by the early apostles. Mark 6, verse 13. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. James, in his letter, he writes to the early church, is any of you sick? He should call for the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. As I said, it seems to me, as I read the Bible, that oil is significant in the sight of God. You anoint my head with oil. It's symbolically powerful, helping us to understand something of the blessing, the goodness of God. Something of the moving and working of the Holy Spirit. The anointing was about a God moment, a connection with power and grace that would transform your life. It's about blessing and protection. It's about healing and consecration. It's about renewal, restoration, recovery. You anoint my head with oil. I don't think that, well, I know that I'm not going to ask anybody to get some oil on their head this morning. I know that. I'm talking about our willingness to connect with God, to move out of verse 4 and into verse 5. It's up to us to be willing to receive. The table that Stephen talked about last week, that opportunity to receive all that God is providing, I don't think anybody will be force-fed. And I don't think that anybody will be forced into a position where they are connecting with God in such a way, you anoint my head with oil. To find the abundance, to find the fullness, to find the more in God. I believe that the Holy Spirit of God does that work today. And my history, my background is that I would visit churches and be part of churches where they always had a little canister of oil on the pulpit or in the back room or something, always. My grandfather and my father would carry a little thing of oil with them and they would apply and that would be part of the process. And I believe in that. But it's the power of the Holy Spirit we're talking about this morning. It's his capacity to connect with you and your capacity to connect with him. As we've enjoyed all the goodness of God through Psalm 23, him meeting our needs, the resting, the refreshing, the covering, the caring, the provision of God, are we ready to receive the more? There's more in God. There's more today than there was yesterday. And the anointing of our capacity to receive from God is just our willingness to connect with the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to pray a simple prayer. The band are going to come, and I'm just going to pray that I didn't plan this, but sometimes I really plan these things really well at the end. I don't know quite what to pray, but I think I'm going to pray that some of this stuff that I've been talking about will just settle on your heart, settle into your soul, and there'll be a new openness to kind of think about verse 5 and all that's there, and think about all that's available. And be somebody who's really bothered about oil. More bothered than you were, I suppose. Let me pray. Father, thank you for the privilege of being able to speak this morning, share your word. Thank you for your goodness throughout that whole psalm, your goodness to us all. And Lord, as we just seek to let it land, I just pray that we will be able to just really sense that you have spoken this morning. Lord, even if it's just to reverse a trend, some of us have perhaps just gone in an opposite direction maybe to the way that you wanted us to go. Help us this morning to hear, to have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Help us to hear, help us to absorb, help us to understand, help us to rejoice in our hearts, to know the freedom of expression, Help us to love you more. Help us to honor you more. Help us to be your children. Help us, Lord, this morning to be so grateful for all that you have provided up to this point. Help us to launch into today and into tomorrow and into the year ahead, Lord. Help us, Lord, to just know something of your grace pouring out upon us, pouring upon us, from heaven just pouring over us, that we might know your anointing for the days ahead. Jack and Rebecca, very significant that they're here this morning, Lord, and that we recognize that the days ahead are so different from the days that are past. Lord, we receive all that you have for us. We receive it now. We receive it. We're open, Lord, to the table that is laid, the anointing that is available. Let our cup overflow with your goodness. Lord, thank you so much for all that you are providing, for all that you're giving. Thank you for your blessing. Help us, Lord, as we honor you in the week ahead, in the communities that we live in. Bless us and help us in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen.